Tonight we're going to talk about working with physical pain using meditation. Now, of course, you could use that worksheet that I mentioned and what we talked about last week to create your own strategy. But physical pain has its own characteristics. And so this is one way to approach it that I found useful. And that now that we've learned all of the techniques that we have, especially the noting and labeling, you'll be able to do this if you decide you want to give it a shot. Pain can get very intense, either when you're meditating for a long period of time and not moving, or when you get sick, or have an injury of some sort. So this is a good way to work with that. But bear in mind that the goal of meditating with pain is not to make the pain go away. If you've got an objective pain, if your leg is broken, or you've got a migraine or whatever, we can't decide to make that stop. Sometimes it seems to happen that way, but what our goal is, what is achievable, is to reduce the perception of suffering from the pain. So there's the physical sensation, and then there's a bunch of other stuff that happens as a result of that sensation that makes the discomfort worse and that creates the suffering. A second goal here is discovering the taste of purification. And I spoke a little bit about purification when we talked about flow, but you can use the pain as a means by which to explore and discover and transcend the pain. And you can actually feel some of these causes of suffering being purified as you work with it. So I've got a couple of equations here that I have to say, this is all based on my teacher Shinzen's methods. And so these are his terms and all, and you can look up more about that if you want. I've put the reference at the bottom. But these are his basic equations, that suffering is the amount of suffering is equal to the amount of pain times the resistance that you have to the pain. And purification is sort of the opposite of that. That's how much equanimity you have with the pain times the amount of pain. So small pain with lots and lots of resistance is going to seem just as bad to you as a large pain if you don't have much resistance. So the more resistance you have, the worse the suffering is. The more equanimity you have, the less the suffering is and the greater the purification is. Which means that the goal of this meditation is to increase our equanimity with the discomfort and to decrease our resistance. So to do this, we need to bring, obviously, concentration, because we need to focus on the pain. We also need to bring a lot of sensory clarity to the situation, because with the clarity, we can start having equanimity, because we know what it is that we need to have equanimity with. If you recall, sensory clarity is about being able to detect and distinguish differences and changes and qualities in various elements of an experience. And so we've learned the spaces see, hear, and feel as focus spaces and as ways of dividing up experience into some subcategories. And so part of sensory clarity is knowing which of those categories you're observing. And then we've also subdivided that to in and out. By now, this should be sounding sort of familiar. So your experience of pain is going to be in which category? See, hear, or feel? the actual sensation of the pain itself. Mm-hmm. Feel. Okay, and it will be feel in or out? Out. Good. So your in main sensation of pain, the basic root pain of the situation, is in feel out. Remember, feel in is pain, physical sensations that come from emotional causes. So we're working with physical pain that comes from objective causes, so that's in feel out. Our reactions to the pain can happen in any of the three categories, and in fact in or out of any of them. So we're going to bring clarity to our reactive activity as well as to the pain activity. Now, pain has its own unique little way of manifesting, or I should say suffering from pain does. You start with the initial pain that I'm calling local intensity. So the actual pain that is the root of the experience. And then that pain causes other physical sensations in the body. It sort of spreads. It could be you know, if you have a pain in your knee, it could be that the muscles in your legs are tensing or that you're clenching your jaw. It could be really subtle, just yucky feelings in your body. It could be a lot of things, and we'll be looking at trying to detect and distinguish those various things. And I'm calling that global spread. So you have a local intensity, which is the pain. Then you have consequent physical sensations throughout your body, which is the spread that comes from that pain. Sometimes that global spread can also come out and see and hear in an objective ways. So if something hurts so much that you can't see straight and you're seeing double, or something's causing loud noise in your ears, that would be global spread, because it's or an objective experience created by the pain, right? It's not an emotional response. So the third step after that spread is your emotional response. And this can appear in see in and hear in, which is your internal, your visual and auditory thinking. Feel in, which is your physical sensations that are emotional in nature. Now, the third layer is sort of the easiest to observe as being a cause of suffering. You can look at it and you can say, oh, yeah, I can see I'm making up those stories or whatever. But the global spread can be very subtle, but really significant. And because we're less aware of it, it can create a lot of unconscious resistance. And because there's so much resistance there that we're not even aware of, that is often the cause of the greatest amount of the suffering that comes from the pain. So this is all making sense so far? So I made this little diagram for you, which shows the central pain and the spread, the global spread into the rest of the body, and then your emotional reactions on the outside. And you can see that the pain itself is quite small compared to the rest of what's going on. And in fact, if you want to continue with mathematics, you've got the area of, or the amount of suffering from the pain, I should say the amount of discomfort from the pain, if it's only the pain, would be, the area of the circle would be pi r squared, right? If you double that, which would be, if you add the global spread, and in this image it's much more than double, but say you just had a little bit of global spread, then you've actually got 4 times r squared. So instead of just doubling the amount of discomfort, you're quadrupling it. And then you add your emotional response, and it's times 9. But say the global spread has a lot of unconscious resistance, it's going to be way more than just double the radius. So this is probably unnecessary geometry, but the point that you can see from the diagram is that despite the pain being relatively small in this example, the suffering is much larger because of the other elements that come as a result of it. So the way to deal with the suffering, well, there are many ways, but this is a good place to start, is to start with the outer circle, the emotional responses, especially in our thinking, seeing and hearing, because those are going to be pretty easy to notice and also less overwhelming than jumping into the middle of it all and having all of it happening at once. So this is just a summary here, but in your first step would be to note, see in, and hear in. So you're observing your visual and your auditory thinking as two separate events in order to create more clarity, how you're responding to this pain. So that would be things like just not liking it. You know, maybe you've got words in your head saying, oh, I hate this, why is this happening to me? You can listen to that. You might have, you know, with me, I have little silent whimpering sounds. You might be making up some stories out of fear of this is just going to get worse and, you know, I'm going to miss another day of work, or I'm not going to be able to do this or that, or where is this coming from? You might have images. You probably have an image of the body part that hurts. And you might have images of things that would make it better. You know, oh, if only I could stretch in this way, or if only I had these drugs, or if only I could have a massage, or you might have an image of that happening. That's all a subjective response caused by the pain. And there could be many other things, but these are just some examples. So you start looking at those, trying to look at them separately in their distinct categories, and try and bring some equanimity to them, create a little distance from them and say, okay, I can see that this is what I'm doing. You're not trying to stop it, but you're observing it and beginning to see the complex network that is this suffering. So after you've done that for a while and hopefully have a little bit of equanimity, or at least a little bit of clarity with it, then the next step would be to look at the global spread. So that would be the physical sensations that are not the actual pain, but that are connected to the pain somehow. So you're then moving into feel space. It can be emotional or physical, objective. But you would notice any sensations that are resulting from the pain. So tensions, gritting your teeth, headache, maybe nausea because it hurts so much, or like I mentioned before, that just sort of yucky, I want to get out of my body feeling that can sort of penetrate everywhere, but it's really subtle, so you don't always notice it. You might be sort of twisting and turning and writhing, trying to get comfortable. You might be feeling really exhausted and notice the exhaustion. Whatever is happening in your body as a result of that pain, but is not the pain itself. That's the next step that you're observing. And so then you've noticed that, then you can go look at the pain itself. And now that you've gotten down there, having looked at the other parts, you're not going to be suddenly overwhelmed with the tidal wave of everything because you sort of made an inventory and you know what's going on, and then you can get down to the actual pain. So you look at that pain, and that is just an objective discomfort. It's causing all this other stuff, but the pain itself is just a painful sensation. So you then watch that and notice how it's changing or not changing. Observe the impermanence of it. Is it getting more intense or less intense? Is it getting larger in size or smaller? Is it moving somewhere? Does it have sort of different characteristics? All that sort of stuff. You look at the physical pain. Having done that, you can then go back. You've looked at each part individually. Look at the whole thing as a whole. And you'll be able to start seeing the process. There's a physical sensation, and then you notice the global spread, and then you notice that that triggers the emotional response. And so you can start seeing the motion of the suffering, how it arises moment by moment. It's not just this. The image just came to mind was, you know, in those old cartoons when the big 10-ton weight would fall on top of someone and they get squished. You know, that's what it feels like when we're suffering. But when you've gone through this, you see that it's not actually like that. It's not one big thing of suffering. It's just a process of the intensity of the pain initially ripples out globally and emotionally. So it's a sort of splash ripple. It's like you throw a pebble into a pond and it creates a ripple that spreads outwards. And eventually that ripple reaches the shore and dies out. And as you're observing all three of these things together and seeing this process happen, eventually you can start experiencing the suffering, not as suffering, but as pain and then sensations, that it's like this splash, ripple, dissolve. Splash, ripple, dissolve. And the suffering has become just this impermanence and this activity that you can be with and have equanimity with, because you're seeing it clearly, you're not fighting with it. And this it's like if you can see the suffering happening, it doesn't cause so much suffering. And then the last step is to assess, do you need to do this again? It often takes a few cycles to start sensing any motion at all. But if you know, you're lying there in pain, you might as well keep on going through it. If nothing else, you're doing effective meditation. You're building your concentration, clarity, and equanimity skills. And you're focusing on something which is going to prevent your brain and your body from just swelling into endless suffering, because you're paying attention to something. And eventually, going through that cycle a few times, or maybe a lot of times, eventually it starts to break up and dissolve. And sometimes it happens that it actually becomes pleasant. It like turns into this massage of, like if you imagine the pebble, the splash and the ripple on a lake, that's pleasant and relaxing. And you can actually get to a point where your pain is like that. And that's where your purification is happening. You're letting go of resistance and letting go of clinging for change, longing for change. And it gets worked out and released. So that was just the outline, right? But that's the basic idea. You start from the outside and you move inside. Then I'll just go over this in a little more detail. When you're observing your subjective reactions, it's helpful to use what we call inclusive labels. So whereas we've learned with noting and labeling so far, we know it's see or hear or feel, we've always had the option of inclusive labels. I've just never gone into it in a lot of detail. In this case, we're going to have combinations also. So if you're aware only of internal visual thinking, you note see. If you're only aware of auditory thinking, you note hear. But if you're aware of both at once, you notice see and hear. And if you're aware of emotional body sensations that to you are clearly emotional reactions, then you can note feel. Or if there's three, all three, you can note all three, see, hear, feel. Whatever the combination is, you note that. And also, whereas we've typically will note something and you remember the noting, there's a noticing and then a soaking in for a few seconds. In this case, we're going to be noting consistently every moment. So there's not so much soaking in. There's noticing and acknowledging. But what we're trying to do is get a feel for the whole system, what's going on. So just as soon as you've noted something, what comes up next? You know, it'll be see, feel, all three, hear and see. You know, so it's pretty much just constant. You might find initially that it's confusing to get the labels right. And if using the words are confusing and you can just be aware of the categories without having to use labels, that's fine. But you want to be becoming aware of the whole interactive process. What you might notice is that the more that's going on in see, hear, feel, in, the more you're aware of yourself being uncomfortable. The less that's going on there, if there's not a whole lot of thinking about the pain and not a whole lot of emotional sensation reaction, there's a lot less self there to be suffering. So this is just something you may notice, that the more that goes on, the more you feel uncomfortable. And as things calm down, you notice that also the sense of yourself suffering calms down. And ultimately, that can go very quiet and you're just noticing physical sensations and not suffering at all. Of course, be aware that all of these things I'm saying might happen, might eventually happen, but if you're in a lot of pain and you're pretty new at doing this, it might just be very mundane and repetitious of, I don't like this, I don't like that. Well, you might not feel any of that good stuff initially, but keep at it. And that clarity that you're bringing and also the equanimity of allowing it and not fighting it as much as you're able inevitably is going to start showing you some of these other aspects of the motion and the splash and ripple. So after you've done that for a while, we move on to the global spread. So you just let your attention sort of free float in feel space, which is going to be your physical body. Sometimes it feels a little bigger, sometimes a little smaller, but more or less your physical body. And you're focusing on anything, any part of that that is not the pain that you're working with. And if resulting sensations come up, typically they're unpleasant, but anything, any physical sensation that is arising as a result of the pain, just watch it. Observe how it changes and how it moves about and how other sensations come and go and interact with it. And again, try to infuse these with equanimity. Try to allow them to do what they do, especially if it's something really uncomfortable, like that icky, sticky, yucky feeling. You can become sort of fascinated by it and think, okay, what I mean, don't, you're not thinking, you're not analyzing, but watching it, and oh, this is what it actually feels like, you know. So you're just watching the impermanence of those reactions. Now, if in the rest of your body you're not noticing any other sensations, then that's great. Then you can just rest in that relief that there's some parts of your body that aren't uncomfortable, and enjoy that until something else arises that is part of this global spread. So then you finally move into the primary pain, and again, as you did with the global spread, watching the impermanence, how it changes. Sometimes it will not be changing, it'll be rock solid. And if that's the case, it's rock solid because of some force. It's either being compressed, you'll have a sense of it's squeezed into this unmovable density, or it might feel like it's pushing out, or it might be both at the same time holding it stable. So even if it's not changing, there are forces at work, and if you can detect those forces, I'm trying to think of how to describe them. You'll sort of experience it if you become aware that it feels like an inward or an outward pressure. Then go with it. Let it expand or let it contract. Let yourself go with it. I promise you're not going to explode. Although it may feel like that if you are able to allow the pressure. Sometimes it's an outward pressure that you're resisting. And if you can let go of that resistance and let it go, it'll expand and may be very unpleasant until it gets so big that it disperses. You know, I don't know what will happen in each individual case, but that's part of the equanimity, to try not to fight with what's happening. Now, of course, it's easier said than done. You know, just let it go. So don't get into that cycle of, I'm not doing this right, I can't do it, what's wrong with me, I can't let it go. You can't let it go because it hurts, and you've spent your whole life protecting yourself from pain. So that's okay. Just notice that. Maybe when you come around the next cycle, you'll be able to have a little more equanimity with it. So after you've worked with that for a while, then we go back to the whole system. And as I was saying, you notice the process and the interactions. Maybe you can start seeing details about this sensation, this pain caused that sensation, and that sensation called this image, and this image caused this story in words, and then let that go. You know, so you're watching the progress. And again, you can label it. You're going to be noting. Don't worry too much about your rhythm and your speed. Let the activity guide your noting. But you want to notice if you've got local or global or both sensations going on. Actually, I've made a note here to allow the subjective reactions to remain in the background, focusing on the physical sensations, which is the sort of basic technique. I personally tend to also include the emotional response, so I'm looking at the system as a whole. And then you assess and repeat as necessary. So this is why I've given you this handout, because that was a lot of detail and information. But I think this diagram actually is a really good reminder. You've got these three levels, and you want to start working from the outside in. And then once you've gotten down to the center, then one piece at a time, then move back out to everything at once. And then break it back down from the outside and go back in one at a time, and then move out to everything. So you're sort of doing this parts whole. And sooner or later something happens.